Ministry of Education, Culture, Sport, and Youth. Secondary Education. Technical and Vocational Schools. Class B. 4 periods. End of Term Examinations, January 2022. Part 1. Listening Skills. You will hear 3 different recordings. You will hear each recording twice. Recording 1. You will hear a man talking about hacking. Decide whether the following sentences are true or false. Put a tick in the appropriate box. You have 1 minute to read the sentences. First listening.
Hacking. 10 years ago, the word hacking didn't mean much to anyone. I think it meant cutting something very roughly. Now we all need to be aware of hacking. Hacking has turned into a major crime. Hackers are stealing people's identities, money, personal information, and using them illegally. Hackers are also breaking into top-secret government computers to steal classified information. Many spies are using hackers to get the information they want. Many people say the next world war will be fought by hackers in cyberspace. You really need to be careful what information you put online. It's also really important to keep your security up to date on your computer. You need the latest firewalls and antivirus software.
You have 1 minute to complete task 1. Second listening.
Hacking. 10 years ago, the word hacking didn't mean much to anyone. I think it meant cutting something very roughly. Now we all need to be aware of hacking. Hacking has turned into a major crime. Hackers are stealing people's identities, money, personal information, and using them illegally. Hackers are also breaking into top-secret government computers to steal classified information. Many spies are using hackers to get the information they want. Many people say the next world war will be fought by hackers in cyberspace. You really need to be careful what information you put online. It's also really important to keep your security up to date on your computer. You need the latest firewalls and antivirus software.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. Recording 2. You will hear a conversation between Jennifer, a hotel receptionist, and Mr. Henderson, a customer, who is checking in at the hotel. For questions 1 to 5, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You have 1 minute to read the questions. First listening.
Good evening, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, I have a single room booked for tonight and tomorrow night. The name's Henderson.
Henderson. Oh, yes, here you are. You are in room 344. That's on the beach side, so you should have a nice sea view.
Oh, that's nice. I have a lot of work to do, but I'll have time to enjoy the view, I'm sure.
Here is your key card. You know how to use it, don't you?
Oh, yes. Do I have to give it back to you on Tuesday morning?
No, that's not necessary. It will only work until Tuesday noon, which is our checking out time anyway. You can keep it after that. You can see it's got a handy little calendar on the other side, so you might find that useful.
Hey, I've never seen that before. That's a neat little idea.
Now, I just need to run through some of our regulations with you. You may also find them on the back of your door in your room, but we need to tell our guests some of the most important information.
Okay, no problems.
Now, I've already told you about the key card. Let's see. The fire exit is at the north end of the corridor, so that is to the right as you come out of your room 344. Follow the green signs on the corridor walls. The restaurant you can see behind you. That's open from 7 in the morning until midnight.
How do I get an external line from my room?
Oh, good question. You'll find all the information you need on a plastic card next to the phone. Just dial 1 to speak to the hotel switchboard, or 1 followed by a room number to ring another room directly. If you ring 9 and wait for a dial tone, that puts you onto an external line.
Okay. Is there anything else?
As I said before, checkout time is midday. If you have any complaints, please come directly to me, Jennifer, or to my husband, Gary. We hope you have a great stay here at the Strands. Do you need some help with your bags, Mr. Henderson?
No, it's fine. Just this small briefcase. Thanks very much for your help.
Bye for now. Have a nice evening.
You have 1 minute to complete task 2. Second listening.
Good evening, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, I have a single room booked for tonight and tomorrow night. The name's Henderson.
Henderson. Oh, yes, here you are. You are in room 344. That's on the beach side, so you should have a nice sea view.
Oh, that's nice. I have a lot of work to do, but I'll have time to enjoy the view, I'm sure.
Here is your key card. You know how to use it, don't you?
Oh, yes. Do I have to give it back to you on Tuesday morning?
No, that's not necessary. It will only work until Tuesday noon, which is our checking out time anyway. You can keep it after that. You can see it's got a handy little calendar on the other side, so you might find that useful.
Hey, I've never seen that before. That's a neat little idea.
Now, I just need to run through some of our regulations with you. You may also find them on the back of your door in your room, but we need to tell our guests some of the most important information.
Okay, no problems.
Now, I've already told you about the key card. Let's see. The fire exit is at the north end of the corridor, so that is to the right as you come out of your room 344. Follow the green signs on the corridor walls. The restaurant you can see behind you. That's open from 7 in the morning until midnight.
How do I get an external line from my room?
Oh, good question. You'll find all the information you need on a plastic card next to the phone. Just dial 1 to speak to the hotel switchboard, or 1 followed by a room number to ring another room directly. If you ring 9 and wait for a dial tone, that puts you onto an external line.
Okay. Is there anything else?
As I said before, checkout time is midday. If you have any complaints, please come directly to me, Jennifer, or to my husband, Gary. We hope you have a great stay here at the Strands. Do you need some help with your bags, Mr. Henderson?
No, it's fine. Just this small briefcase. Thanks very much for your help.
Bye for now. Have a nice evening.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. Recording 3. You will hear broadcast about maple syrup. Listen and underline the correct word in brackets. You have 1 minute to read the text. First listening.
World faces maple syrup shortage. Changing weather and increasing demand have led to shortages of maple syrup. Stocks of this pancake topping have gone down. Canada put 22 million kilograms of the sticky stuff into the market. This is half of its emergency reserves. Canada is the world's largest maple syrup producer. It produces around 3/4 of the global supply. A spokeswoman said there would be no shortages. She said, "We won't lack maple syrup." A warmer and shorter spring reduced supply. Maple trees need warm daytime and freezing nighttime temperatures. Another reason is worldwide demand. This has increased by more than 20%, largely because of the pandemic. More people are at home cooking pancakes and waffles. The maple syrup spokeswoman said, "We're seeing people cook more at home and use more local products. It's not just in Canada where the demand is increasing."
You have 1 minute to complete task 3. Second listening.
World faces maple syrup shortage. Changing weather and increasing demand have led to shortages of maple syrup. Stocks of this pancake topping have gone down. Canada put 22 million kilograms of the sticky stuff into the market. This is half of its emergency reserves. Canada is the world's largest maple syrup producer. It produces around three-quarters of the global supply. A spokeswoman said there would be no shortages. She said, "We won't lack maple syrup." A warmer and shorter spring reduced supply. Maple trees need warm daytime and freezing nighttime temperatures. Another reason is worldwide demand. This has increased by more than 20%, largely because of the pandemic. More people are at home cooking pancakes and waffles. The maple syrup spokeswoman said, "We're seeing people cook more at home and use more local products. It's not just in Canada where the demand is increasing."
You have 1 minute to check your answers. This is the end of the listening part of the examination. Please, put your pens down.